This is WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. If you've ever wondered what's the best way to celebrate a 20th anniversary, well, you could get some good advice from flutist Deborah Bolden when her award-winning chamber group, the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, reached that milestone. She built a program to cap off their 20th season with Mendelssohn's Joyful Octet at its core. And to lead up to that bright Mendelssohn sound, she chose a collection of newer pieces that reflect and refract the essence of pieces from earlier times. A String of Gemstones by Britain, Marc-André Dabavy, Colin Matthews, and Stravinsky. Tonight, WCRB invites you to join the celebration with the finale of the Chameleon's 20th season, a program called Opus 20, named for their anniversary, and Mendelssohn's Octet, coming up on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. I'm Kathy Fuller. Flutist Deborah Bolden has been coming up with adventurous programs for her ensemble since 1998. Concert ideas are just constantly simmering away on back burners somewhere in her mind. For the Chameleon's 20th anniversary, she knew it would be a moment to look both ways, to the past and to the future. And she plotted out the program last summer with Mendelssohn's incredibly exuberant Opus 20 Octet as a starting point.
Trying to sculpt something around that was my number one goal. And in looking at the piece, I was trying to figure out what are some of the extra musical aspects of it. And I noted that he uses in the last movement a quotation. Actually, it's unclear whether he meant to steal from Handel or not, but a quotation from Handel's Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah. And it occurred to me that that could be the unifying factor for all of the works on the program, with composers who are looking back while looking forward. And for me, that resonance of history really fit with the idea of coming to the conclusion of a 20th season, which in and of itself is pretty astounding.
Deborah Bolden, director of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. Well, we're at First Church in Boston now, in the heart of the city's beautiful Back Bay neighborhood, and the concert begins with a 20th century English composer reimagining music from the 17th century, Benjamin Britten's Lacrimae, Reflections on a Song of John Dowland. Here are violist Scott Woolweaver and pianist Vivian Choi on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Violist Scott Woolweaver and pianist Vivian Choi with Benjamin Britten's Lacrimae, Reflections on a Song of John Dowland, here at First Church in Boston, celebrating the Chameleon Arts Ensemble's 20th anniversary. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB in Concert. Well, now six members of the ensemble will take the stage for another piece that takes older music and kind of bends it with a contemporary prism. French composer Marc-André Dalbavie has written a sextet that layers his music over a 16th century madrigal by Gesualdo. He calls it palimpsest. It's a word that refers to the method of writing on a used parchment from which the original text has been erased. Deborah Bolden says it took some time to try to figure out how to arrange the performers on the stage.
One of the curious things about the work in performance is that it's really a sonic journey, and he requires an unusual setup for the musicians. So it's scored for a string trio piano, flute, and clarinet. And in the score, he asks for the flutist and the clarinetist to be behind the ensemble. And in the process of rehearsing this, I have to admit, I was extremely skeptical. I'm the flutist, and I'm used to being out front. And in fact, we rehearsed it with the winds on the outer edges. And when we got in the hall, we realized that the blend of sound, the sonic world, wasn't quite gelling. And I fought, actually, tooth and nail not to be moved. We were finally moved to the back, and then all of a sudden, it's like the music pings all around you and got exactly, I hope, what he was looking for.
That's flutist Deborah Bolden talking about Marc-André Dalbavie's sextet Palimpsest. Here she is with her Chameleon Arts Ensemble colleagues Kelly O'Connor, clarinet, Francesca De Pasquale, violin, Scott Woolweaver, viola, Raphael Popper, Kaiser cello, and Vivian Choi, piano.
Thank you.
Palimpsest by Marc-André Dalbavie. 20th century sounds overlapping a 16th century madrigal by Gesualdo. That was the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. You heard Kelly O'Connor, clarinet, Francesca De Pasquale, violin. Scott Woolweaver was the violist, Raphael Popper Kaiser, the cellist, and Vivian Choi playing the piano, along with the director and the founder of the group, flutist Deborah Bolden. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB in Concert. Well, everything on this program features pieces that reflect back on earlier music. Stravinsky had such love for Tchaikovsky's music that he jumped at choreographer Ida Rubinstein's request for music based on some of Tchaikovsky's pieces. He adapted Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, The Ice Maiden, and called it The Fairy's Kiss. Deborah Bolden.
He used some songs and piano music of Tchaikovsky, no orchestral scores. And in some parts, he transforms the music. And he, in talking about it later in life, he said that it's so transformed that he wasn't sure anymore where Tchaikovsky ended and he began. That's quite magical.
Here's violinist Ayano Ninomiya with pianist Peishan Lee, Stravinsky's Divertimento from The Fairy's Kiss on WCRB in Concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stravinsky, that's the divertimento from The Fairy's Kiss, with violinist Ayano Ninomiya and pianist Peishan Lee, both members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. I'm Kathy Fuller. The Chameleon's 20th anniversary celebration continues with Colin Matthews and Felix Mendelssohn when WCRB In Concert continues.